BBC News with Eileen McHugh. In a dramatic scene in the US city of Charlottesville, Virginia, one of the organizers of Saturday's far-right rally, Jason Kessler, was heckled, booed and forced away from the microphone as he tried to give a news conference. One woman died on Saturday when a man drove a car at high speed at anti-racism protesters demonstrating against the rally. Mr. Kessler blamed police for not preventing the violence. He did condemn the violence, but he said the organizers had had the right to hold the rally. The White House has defended President Trump's reaction to the attack, saying his condemnation had been of all extremists, including white supremacists. Mr. Trump has been criticized for not singling out any group. Kenya's defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga has given a defiant response to international calls for him to respect the results of last week's disputed presidential election. Mr. Odinga urged his supporters to boycott work on Monday. Israel has approved emergency measures to end a months-long partial strike by scientists at a top-secret nuclear research center. The cabinet has now allowed a court to order them to resume duties, saying Israel's vital interests are at stake. The director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, says there's no imminent threat of a North Korean nuclear attack on the United States. Mr. Pompeo said U.S. intelligence had a pretty good idea of what was going on in Pyongyang. He said he wouldn't be surprised if it carried out another missile test. 46 people are now known to have died in a landslide in the Indian state of Himachal Pradesh. The landslide overwhelmed two buses, sweeping one of them into a gorge. And a pioneering feminist Sudanese Member of Parliament, Fatima Ahmed Ibrahim, has died in London after a long illness. She was 85. Ms. Ibrahim is thought to have been the first woman MP in Africa when she was elected in 1965. BBC News.